Hey. Okay, so let's continue. Complicated to give. So we have like this. The backdrop is we have a chiksa by Rava, my favorite gave him kind of a habu gave it. My wife's doing a raya from something that Rava said. So the Rava brings a king, Rabbi Bachama. Reuben told his daughter to Shimon be Achayas, Zochmel be Milva, and then Reuben died. So Shimon owes that the Me'a Mekach, it's no longer the Me'a Mekach, it's been converted into an ordinary chayv. But Shimon owes that chayiv to Reuven's estate. Same time, Reuven was makabel achayis that if that he'll defend that karka against any comers on behalf of Shimon, and if Shimon winds up losing the karka, Reuven will reimburse him. Reuven's estate has a chayiv achayis, and that's what happened actually. About chayiv came and wanted to take the sod from Reuven. Reuven was from Shimon rather. Shimon was makayis in pezuzik. The nice is Shimon had a loss over here, so Shimon now has a claim on the estate, as the achrayis, to reimburse him for the loss that he had to spend money to get rid of the Baal Chayiv. So there's each one has a claim on the other. The estate, the Reuven's estate, has a claim on Shimon for the Dmei HaMekach. Again, it's no longer really Dmei HaMekach; it's been converted into an ordinary Chayiv Zochman Olav Milva. But we'll call it the Dmei HaMekach just for simplicity's sake. So Reuven's estate has a claim on Shimon for the Dmei HaMekach. And Shimon has a claim on Reuven's estate for the Achrayis. So Rami Rachama said that Shimon's claim on Reuven's estate is not have any is doesn't help him because Reuven's estate doesn't have any karka. All Reuven's estate has is metaltalin. So Shimon's claim on the estate is of no value because the estate doesn't have any karka. But taltu the asmi lo mishtabdi. On the other hand, Reuben's children do have a claim on Shimon for the Dmei HaMekach. So Mimela, Shimon has to pay the Dmei HaMekach to Reuben's children. That was the memory of Rami Bar Chama. If not, yeah. If Reuven had not died, so then it would cancel out. Shimon owes money to the estate to Reuven for the Dmei HaMekach, but Reuven owes money to Shimon for the Achrayis. So Shimon would be able to. So Shimon wouldn't have to pay. Shimon would say, "Look, the money that I spent the money that I laid out. That was the money that I owe you. The money that I owe you, and that you want back. I took that money and I used it to pay what you're supposed to pay for the Achrayas, to get rid of the Baal Chayiv." So had Reuven been alive, that would have been a good time. Shimon would have had a point. Since Reuven is dead, so Shimon loses. So then, Omer Rav, this is the first wide line. Omer Rav, you know, maybe even before we get to that, let's go back to Rashi. I don't think we finished the Rashi Dino. Rashi Dino. Right? In the Rashis, it's still in the narrow lines. Five lines, five narrow lines, the fifth to last narrow line. So Dino, saying Shimon loses. Reuben's Yoshim have they win. The Rashi explained, I'm not gonna read the whole Rashi inside because some of it we did yesterday. Rashi explains that had Reuben, Rashi first explains that had Reuben not died, so Rashi explains that Reuben's children can say to Shimon, the money that you laid out, Shimon says, look, I laid out money on your behalf. So the money they laid out on your behalf, that's kilu, That should go to pay off my debts. I laid out money that you had to lay out. I laid out money to pay the Baal Chayiv, to get rid of the Baal Chayiv. That's money that you, that Reuven's estate should have laid out. So in effect, I took your money, the money that I owe you, and I used it for things that you have to pay for. So Rashi explains that Reuven could say, we didn't have to pay for those things at all because we don't have kaka, so we're not meshubet to those things. So you laid out money for things that we're not meshubet to pay for. So you can't say, well, you laid out that money, you shouldn't have to pay us. You laid out the money for things that we didn't have to pay for. Rashi now throws in the middle of the first wide line. Dr. Rashi, the metaltik they asked me, leishitnim chachamim l'bachayv. Metaltik l'fisayim and not meshubet. That's the general, we know, metaltik they asked me leishitnim. So Rashi is going to explain to us now, where does this come from? Where does this halacha that metaltik l'fisayim and not meshubet, where does it come from? Dr. Rashi, the metaltik they asked me, leishitnim chachamim l'bachayv. The kakish l'yisayim hu, that means l'bachayv gai v'yisi v'chayv v'seviyim. Kark of yisayim, kark of the estate, can be collected from the assignment. Mishun de mechayin chal shibud aleim, because the shibud was chal on the karka while Reuben was alive. Aval al mois shalei hayu be'en, but on money wasn't be'en. Lechayil shibud de mechayim aleim, so the shibud wasn't chal on them. Was when Reuben died, he didn't have this money. This money was a chayv sitting by Shimon. This money was disembodied. Reuven didn't have it in hand. And therefore, they didn't become a shubit. Ukashayim be'en. And now that the money is be'en, because Shimon's going to say, give the money back to his, Shimon's paying this money now to Reuven. Ein kan leiva. Reuven's dead. The people who own the money now are B'nai Reuven. B'nai Reuven have no shubit. B'nai Reuven never borrowed money from the Baal Chayiv. So, in other words, Ash is explaining, why is this money, the money that Shimon is now paying to the estate? So the Yisraelim say, this money, it's coming to us. This has nothing to do with the Baal Chayiv. The Baal Chayiv, we haven't given the Baal Chayiv a name. We don't even give him a name. He's just the Baal Chayiv, the guy who took who Shimon was Mephias, that guy who came out of left field. Yeah, we're not going to name. So the Yisraelim say, he doesn't have any claim on us. Because we don't have any karka, we only have money. So he has no claim on us. You want to pay him off? That's not our problem. Nothing to do with us. It's not an obligation that we have to honor. Rashi is explaining, why don't the same have to honor the obligations of Baal Chayiv? So Rashi is a whole thing. Karka, the karka of Reuven, karka of the estate was around when Reuven died. It was chal shibud aleihem. But this money, the estate didn't have it when Reuven died. There wasn't chal shibud on it. Even though now it's coming into the estate, but now it's too late for Shiva to be chal because Reuben's dead. We don't have it. Why should it be chal on us? We never borrowed any money from the Baal Chayiv. It's a very strange Rashi. Actually, people say a new explanation that we never heard of. Why metaltlin of Yisayim? Why only karkas meshubad after the misa, after the death of the loiva? Why is the metaltlin of the estate not meshubad? Rashi says, because the metaltlin of the estate weren't be'en. At the time when Reuben died, the money wasn't be'en. It had been lent out. It first comes in now. Now it's too late for the Shiva to be chal on it. And what about metaltlin that are be'en? What if Reuben died and he left all kinds of metaltlin? He left paintings and silverware and furniture. So that's be'en. But the rule is metaltlin the yasmi leimishtabti, not only chayvus of that the estate lent out. Metaltlin and not meshubet. That's a general rule that metaltlin and not meshubet. Only karka is meshubet, not metaltlin. Doesn't matter if the metaltlin are be'en. That's just Kilo saying a hesber, why metaltlin if you say we're not meshubet? And he says a hesber that's specific to money that the estate lent out, the money that Reuven lent out. The money that Reuven lent out, and then Reuven died, the shibud can't be chal on it. Because the money wasn't here when Reuven died. First of all, I don't even understand the explanation. Why can't the money be chal? Why couldn't the shibud be chal on the money before he lent it out? we'll come back, maybe we'll ask that question in a second. Rashi says an explanation that's specific to money, to chayvus. The money that the estate lent out is not chal shibud on that money. Here, Rashi makes it sound like if the money was bad, the shibud would have been chal on it. What if Ruma died? He had money sacks in under his mattress. So Rashi makes it sound that then the shibud would be chal. But it's not true. The rule is metalti the yasmi loy mishtabni metalti the bisayim and not mishubud. Doesn't matter whether they were bad or not. The usual explanation for why metalti not mishubud is a Rashi in is a neshach Rashi in bab mitziyah tachsam nazayin mebeis. Rashi says that the smichus das of the malv is on karka not a metalti. This metalti and they're easily hidden. So when I lend you money, my smichus das, my security is in your karka. Because you can't cart it away. You can't hide it from me. But when I lend you money, I'm lending you money on the smichus das that your karka will be an orev to the chayv. Your karka is my guarantee. But I don't have in mind that your metalton should be the guarantee because any other metalton could disappear. So mela, that's the das in the oldum. That's how it works. That people lend money and what's meshubed, that the shibud is on the shibud, the arvus, where's lots of nechosim, the adam in an arev and lay. A person's nechosim are arev to his chayvus. So even if they get sold away, you can collect it. They guarantee his chayvus. But that's called shibud. That's shibud. Shibud means the nechosim are arevim to the chayv. The nechosim that are arevim to the chayv, says Rashi Neiv and Eshich, are the karkois, not the metalton. Actually, here's a different mice. That the reason why the money is not meshubad is because the money wasn't ben b'shas misasuba. That's just, that doesn't explain it. That only explains this particular case. It's a general rule of metalton of metalton v'yaspulei mishtabli. And also, I'm not so sure. This I haven't really thought through entirely. I'm not so sure even I understand Rashi's explanation even for this case. What's the timeline over here? What happened first? Did Reuben borrow money? Reuben has a Baal Chayv. So that means Reuben borrowed money from the Baal Chayv. He owes money to the Baal Chayv. That's what the Baal Chayv is coming and collecting. Reuben also sold the Sodah to Shimon, who was Makabal Achayis. Which would happen first? Did Reuben borrow money from the Baal Chayv first? Or he sold the Sodah to Shimon first? Someone has to be that Reuben borrowed the money first. So the question has to be that way. Reuben borrowed the money first. Because if Reuben sold the field to Shimon first, and then he borrowed money from Reuben, the field wouldn't be... And I'm sorry, if Reuben sold to Shimon... We should have given the Bachayv a name. Let's give him a name, because otherwise it's going to confuse me. We need to give the Bachayv a name. What should we call him? Any suggestions?
Levi.
That's a boring suggestion.
Frank.
Frank's better. Okay. So Reuben borrowed money from Frank. He also sold the soda to Shimon. Now Frank comes and he collects from Shimon. That's the case anymore. Frank came and collected from Shimon. So which happened first? Reuben borrowed money from Frank first, or Reuben sold the soda to Shimon first? If I sell you a field and 10 years later I borrow money, think about how you can come and collect from you. Why not? But when I borrow money, the nechosim that I own at that time become a shubad. If I sell them later, there's already a lien on them and the bachayv can collect, Frank can collect. But if I sell a field and then years later I borrow money, that field is safe. That field is, I have no koyach to mishabed that field. So it's a double posture that the timeline here must have been that first Reuben borrowed money from Frank. So all of Reuben's nechosim now are meshubad to Frank. Then Reuben went and he sold the sada to Shimon. Now Frank is coming and he's collecting from Shimon. So what's this? So the shibud was chal on the karka. What does Rashi say? Rashi says the shibud is chal on the karka, but it's not chal on the money.
Is that order of events even definitely a davar pashut? Even despite the fact that Shimon never actually paid for the land, so Reuven still has rights to it, and therefore maybe And he writes that he still has
it. Should have met. It was off in the middle. Shimon bought the sort of sphere and square. So the Shimon was Chal Mechaim. So what does that mean that the Shimon, he wasn't Chal Mechaim? I mean, the Shimon Taka was Chal Mechaka. That's true. Nobody's contesting the Shimon was Chal Mechaka. The Taka has to be by Shimon. What besides the karka, though, is this other thing, money. There's a milva going on here. Shimon, Ki'ilu, paid the demay mekach to Reuven, and Reuven lent it back to Shimon. That's the zokman all of the milva. So Reuven has money that he sort of lent to Shimon. That's not exactly what happened. Shimon bought the field. He owes $1,000 for the field. And he said to, and they made up between them, it should be as if he paid the $1,000 and then Shimon, and then Reuven lent that $1,000 back to Shimon. But fine, but in effect, legally, Reuven has lent the $1,000 to Shimon. You're actually saying that $1,000 that Reuven has lent to Shimon, so if it would have been, if that would have been in Reuven's pocket when Reuven died, so the chal shibudoy aleihem. And then the Simon would have to give it to Frank. The Yisraelim would have had to give it to Frank. It would be Meshubad. But since when Reuben died, that money had been lent out to Shimon, so therefore it's not Chal, the Shubad wasn't Chal Olof. I don't know how that exactly. Why does the Shubad have to be Chal at the moment when Frank dies? The Shubad is Chal when what is the thing? The Shibud is Chal when Frank dies. The Shibud is Chal while Frank is alive. Well, but when Frank was alive, he had $1,000 in his pocket. Then he lent it to Shimon. But before he lent it to Shimon, it was in Frank's pocket. So why wasn't it Chal Shibud Olof? I mean, even if we buy into Rashi, it's not Rashi's mother, because she was not Chal Metalton. She was only Chal and Karkois. But even if we buy into the Rashi, that somehow Shibud could be Chal Metalton, just here it wasn't around, so it wasn't Chal Shibud Olof. Why wasn't it around? This $1,000 existed in Reuben's pocket before he lent it to Shimon. I mean, I guess in a way it didn't.
He didn't owe him it.
What?
He didn't owe him it yet. There was no achrayus on that $1,000.
The Shibud didn't exist. Reuben's Len Shimon existed in Reuben's bank account before he lent it to Shimon. But maybe that's not true. Because $1,000 Reuben never had in his bank account. It's $1,000 that Reuben made by selling his field. And okay, but still, when he sold his field, he gained $1,000. Then he lent it back to Shimon. So why wasn't a chal shibud aleihem? The second he sold the field, now he has $1,000 in his pocket, in theory. And then he lent it to Shimon. Zokman over milva. So why wasn't a chal shibud? And that $1,000, the moment that he sold the field, he now is $1,000 richer. That $1,000 should be chal shibud aleihem. Again, I don't even know what these words mean. Chal shibud aleihem. Wasn't a chal shibud mechayev.
Well, it wasn't the
all of Rashi here is also the chosin. It's like not like all the normal rules. The normal rules are mechaltel and not meshubad. Nothing to do with whether it's ben or not ben. A thousand could be as much ben as you want, but they're not meshubad to balchay.
Rabbi, wasn't that shibud only chal when Frank came and tried to collect $1,000 from Shimon? Not the fact that Reuven owed Frank $1,000. Just when Frank came to Shimon to be tavei $1,000, that's when the shibud was created, and by then Reuven was dead.
No, but we're talking about the money Shimon. The Reuven's children are saying to Shimon, the money that you laid out, Shimon's claiming. No, to put this noisy for somebody. If you're in a noisy place, maybe move. The Reuven's children are saying to Shimon. I'm sorry, Shimon is saying to Reuven's children, you know the money that I laid out, the money that I gave to Frank, that was your money. Because that's your money that's the money that I owe you. The money that I owe you, that's the money that I gave to Frank. Reuven's children say, the money that you gave to Frank, you're right, it's our money. But our money, you shouldn't have given it to Frank, because Frank has no claim on us. You want to give our money away to Frank? That would be very nice if Frank had a claim on us. But Frank has no claim on us. Yes, you're right. You have your Jim, you have our money. You're saying that you gave our money to Frank. And we're saying, who told you to give our money to Frank? Frank has no claim on us. Our money's not meshubit to Frank. Again, Shimon says, Shimon agrees that he gave Reuben's money away. He gave Reuben's children's money away. But Shimon says, I gave your money away where it was supposed to go, to the Baal Chayv who's money you, who's being paid you. So yeah, I gave you money. I gave your money in effect to you because I gave it to the place that I paid your bills with it. Right? If I owe you money and I use that money to pay your credit card account, you can't come to me and say, where's the money? I gave the money back to you. How did I give the money back to you? I used it to pay your Visa account. So that's what Shimon is saying. I used your money to pay your bills. Reuben's children are saying, those aren't our bills. Because the credit card company has no claim on it. We didn't borrow money. We didn't ring up that expense account by Visa. Our father didn't. He's dead. All the Visa people can claim, you should have called them Visa instead of Frank. That would have been more. Anyway, all they can claim is that they have a claim on our father and he's dead. They have a claim on our father's karka. But what you gave them wasn't karka. What you gave them was kesef. It's our money. And you gave it to our father's creditors, and our father's dead, and it's not. And the shibud wasn't chal on this. The shibud wasn't chal on this money because the shibud couldn't be chal mechayim because mechayim it wasn't bad. That's what Rashi says. So I'm not even so sure I understand what this. Again, I'm not even so sure I understand what these words mean that the money wasn't be'en when Reuben was alive. Why? When Reuben was alive, the money was be'en, and then he lent it to Shimon. I don't know. Even if I could understand that, the whole thing is mother because that's not the rule. The rule is that metaltal not meshubit, whether they're ben or not. But any of that, I don't know what to do with this Rashi. There is another Rashi you should know, the Baba Kama Dakidalad in the base. Rashi says, a different one. He says, metaltal diyasmi loy mishtabdi. Because Rashi's lesson is, the ikla meimer la'achar misis aviyim konu. Because maybe the father bought them after he died. Maybe the assignment bought them after the father died. Like, who knows? So the Meiri over there asked Rashi, well, what are you talking about? Who knows? Maybe we know. What do you mean, who knows? We could know. Yeah, if you have a suffix, that's a different story. But metaltal diyasmi mishtabdi, even if you know for a fact that they inherited it from the father. What kind of explanation is that? The Rashi and Mishtabdi are connected. It sounds like there's this other theory going on in Rashi. Rashi and Ezeneshik says a different word, that the smichas das was on the karka, not on the metaltal. It seems to be a competing steam in Rashi, that the reason why metaltan aren't meshubid, is because we assume that they came into the state after the father died. We can't establish for a fact that they belong to the father. It's weird, because why not? Sometimes we can. Maybe we could. But that's what it says, that we can't establish for a fact that when they came into the state. How can we know? Say here in Agamara, you have money that we know came from the father. In Agamara, we know for a fact that this money was from the fathers. It's money that the Yisraelim have because it's a debtor of the fathers. Because Shimon owes money to Reuben. So this money has no suffix. So over here, Rashi is a different hesber. Yeah, but this money wasn't be'en when Reuben died. So it wasn't chal shibudol shibudol of Mechayim. You know, it seems to be, it's very hard to make sense of it. But it seems to be that besides the Rashi Nezu Neshef, that's the famous Rashi, the explanation of why there's no Shibud HaMetaltlin, there was some other sheet floating around in Rashi, some other Madura, something else. We know in Rashi there could be steers, that there was some other sheet that's floating around in Rashi that appears in Baba Kama and appears over here. It's a whole different scheme. That regular Metaltlin, the reason why Metaltlin, the Asmi are Meshubud, because we don't know when the Metaltlin, when the Yisraelim got it. And what about in our case, we know for a fact, this money, we know when the Yisraelim got it, because this is money that Shimon owes to Reuben. That's what we know, the provenance of the money. So why is that not meshubit? So here Rashi provides for a local reason, because it wasn't this money that Shimon owes Reuben, but it was never actually in Reuben's pocket. It's money that Shimon owes Reuben because he bought a karka from Reuben. It was right on his open of milta. So this money was actually never sitting by Shimon. It was always sitting, was never sitting by Reuben. This money was never in Reuben's pocket. It was always in Shimon's pocket. It's owing to Reuben, but it was never in Reuben's pocket. And therefore, it's not chal shibud olav mechayim. And therefore, it's not meshubud. It's not meshubud to the Balei Chayv. Okay. Anyway, I got Rashi. Let's go back to the Gemara. Dr. Gemara, the other Rava, first wide line, If Shimon is smart, instead of giving the Yisraelim money and then he's stuck, he should give Reuben's children karka. Magul Ari, she give him karka. I don't think it has to be this karka. So it doesn't have to be this karka. He should give them karka. And Rashi says he should say he doesn't have any money, give them karka. Place some super static base. Another way should say, normally Bachayv's not allowed to give him karka if he has money. So what is he allowed to lie? So they say, no, but he's here since there's a hefset, he can give them karka. Because you'll see, he's going to avoid the hefset. He'll give them karka. Once he gives them karka, now the estate has karka. Oh, if the estate has karka, now he can collect the achrayas. So the Gemara says that's Rava's memory. And Rava quotes the Omer of Nachman, Yisrael Mishigogu Karaka Bechaybis Aviv, Achayb Chayzib Gai Vaisimhe. So the Gemara, Yamak Vishnu Mechay Gai Vaisimhe, Chayzib Gai Vaisimhe, Nechman the Gov of Machayim Dov and Domi. El Yamak Mechano Lahabu Gai Vaisimhe, Mai Chayzib Gai Vaisimhe, Avi Command the Zom and Yasmin Nixi Domi. The Bani Yasmin Nixi Nikom Shtabdi Lachayb. They get there, Rava's trick, which is based on Rav Nachman, only seems to work, Rav Nachman only seems to work, if you say to the Mechay Gai Vaisimhe. So then you could say that when Shimon gives the karka to Bnei Reuben, it's as if Reuben got the karka because the gvias lemafreya from the gvias lemafreya from the time of Dothan of Bimilva. So then it's kilo money that Reuben had mechayim. Money that Reuben had mechayim is takim mishuba to Frank. But if mechano lehavu gave it, so this money never, this karka is this karka that the Yisraelim are. All the estate had was money. The fact that now it's being transformed into karka, that's a later development. That's a mikano lahabo development. That has nothing to do. That's not called karka of the estate. The Saraya that Lemafeo gave it. So the Kashan Rav, Rav himself is the one who holds the mikano lahabo gave it. Mara Shani also Donalu. Kiheti. Therefore, what's Rav Nosson's halacha? Rav Nosson's halacha, Reuben lent money to Shimon, and Shimon lent money to Levi. So the Rav Nosson's machadish. That Reuben can collect from Levi. Levi can't say to Reuben, La Balgram de Diat. Reuben can collect directly from Levi. Which would say not only Kaka, even Metatlin. We'll see in places. Now, even Metatlin. The Pasuk of Venosma Sherosim Loi, what is the Pasuk talking about? The Venosma Sherosim Loi is talking about Kfir, is talking about Kaifu Bikon. Somebody, Levi owes money to Shimon. And Shimon is Mashbian, and he's Kaifer, he's Kaifer B'Shavu. And then it turns out that he was lying. He's made that he lied. So he has to pay Karen Mechemish. V'noson l'asher oshon, Levi has to pay Shimon Karen Mechemish. But the Pasuk doesn't say that v'noson to the one to whom he's Chayev. It says v'noson l'asher oshon loy. So the Gemara Darshins, it should have said that v'noson to the one who's Mashbian, the one whom he borrowed from, v'noson l'asher oshon loy, it's telling me a Chiddush, that he has to pay not just to Shimon, but he has to pay to the Balchayv of Shimon. He has to pay to Reuben. The Levi has to pay to Reuben. Now that's not a case of Karkoitz. It's a case of Mepaltlu. Ein Shvon al Fears. No, take that back. Not all right. But I think it's a double poshut. Rashash is a double poshut. Stamets Gemaros. It's a double poshut that Ramnasim's halacha is even Mepaltlu. Which seems is even Mepaltlu. So Mela, so just like we have this notion that if Reuven's today from Shimon, Shimon's today from Levi, so Reuven can collect like directly from Levi. So over here, the same thing. Shimon owes Reuven the Zokvanola B'milva, the Gnei Mekach. At the same time, Reuven owes money to Shimon for the Achayas. Therefore, just like so Shimon, so here the names are sort of switching over here. Reuben over here is playing the role that Shimon plays in the regular Shibud of Nos. Right? We have Reuben, Shimon, Levi. So Shimon is the man in the middle. Over here, Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Normally, by Shibud of Nos, I'm going to use those names. Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Reuben lent money to Shimon lent money to Levi. Reuben can collect from Levi. So who's the man in the middle? Shimon. In our case, the man in the middle is Reuben. Shimon owes money to Reuben. Reuben owes money to Shimon. So the pivot over here is Reuben. Okay, it's a little bit confusing. But okay, can't be helped. Can't rebate. I'm not going to go change all the names. So Akapanim, it's the same idea. Since Shimon owes money to Reuben, and Reuben owes money to Shimon, so Shimon can collect directly from Shimon. So what we did, she blew the Rav Nos. Nothing to do with my fair gaiva. Nothing to do with my fair gaiva. Shimon can collect the karka from Shimon. Since Shimon owes the karka to Reuben for the zakon over milva. And Reuben owes money to Shimon for the achrayis, so Shimon can collect the achrayis from Shimon directly, without passing go, without having to go to the Yisrael. So then he can collect the karka. He can collect the karka directly. Now, Kreger in Ksuba says, "You have the same Gemara exactly in Ksuba starting base." But Kreger over there asks, "So why does Shimon have to be a pikeach and give Reuben karka? He doesn't have to be such a big pikeach. He's part. That's it. He collects his own karka." What's the whole rigmarole? He goes to Reuben. He says, "I don't have any money." He gives him karka instead. But it's got to be magma in the karka. He just takes the. He just says goodbye. Goodbye. I'm collecting my karka for the achayis. Last thing more is Mashmi has to be magma the karka to Reuben, and then he can turn around and he can take it back. Yep, that's a quick. Maybe it's hakal dafka. He has to say, he doesn't mean he has to give it to Bnei Reuben, but he has to say that he's collecting from the karka. If he tries to collect it from the Yisoyim, it's not going to work. He has to say that he's collecting it from his own karka. If he doesn't say it, it doesn't happen. Yeah. Is somebody at the hand up? Is that
Can Rebbe explain what the pshat is, why when Shimon gives the land back to the Yisoyim? Because the Maisa Shimon, Reuben only owes a chayis to meaning Reuben and the Yisroel only owe a chayis to Shimon if Shimon pays back the Baal Chov, the debt that they had. But Shimon gave the Baal Chov something that the Baal Chov didn't have the right to collect. So why when Shimon gives back the Yisroel the land, what's the pshat? Doesn't Shimon have to give the exact same land, only that land? Doesn't have to give back the Yisroel the same land that Reuben gave him, because then the land goes away and then Reuben comes.
Why should it matter? If Reuben owes money to if Shimon owes money to Reuben and Reuben owes money to Shimon, so Shimon collects from Shimon.
Well, Reuben doesn't owe money to Shimon.
He collects any karka from Shimon.
Because Reuben doesn't owe money to Shimon because Shimon didn't pay back his debt. He paid back a debt that Reuben never owed.
Reuben owes money to Shimon for the achrayis. Because the mice to the Baal Chayiv came and Shimon had to be Shimon had to lay out $1,000 to get rid of the Baal Chayiv. That's $1,000 that Reuben should have laid out.
Yeah, but if Shimon paid, Shimon made a mistake. I mean, if Shimon burns up his money, he can't collect money from Reuben. Shimon
has only he spent the money doing something that really Reuben was supposed to do. He spent the money paying $1,000 to get rid of the Baal Chayiv. Reuben should have done that. That's part of the achrayis. The achrayis is that Reuben has to make sure that the field doesn't get taken away from Shimon. Reuben should have paid his debt. I mean, the time the Mecca by Shimon. That's part of that, right?
Just the Yisroel, the Yisroel.
The Achrayis not only that Reuben will reimburse Shimon if the land gets taken away. The Achrayis that Reuben will be Meitzi Yitzchayis to keep the land from being taken away from Shimon. And Reuben should have spent $1,000. It's not like $1,000 that he doesn't owe. It's $1,000 that it does owe. Reuben should have spent $1,000 to keep the land from being taken away from Shimon. That's part of the achrayis. So Shimon says, "Okay, I did it for you." So there is a chiyuv achrayis. There is a chiyuv. Shimon does have a claim on the achrayis.
So why did the Yisroel have to give back? So why did the Yisroel have to give back Shimon then?
Before, because the Yisroel. So there is a claim on the estate, but the estate is impoverished. The estate's bankrupt. The estate doesn't have any karka.
The pshat was the Yisroel didn't have karka? I thought because Shimon didn't
estate,
get karka.
The estate doesn't have karka. The Yisroel are the estate. Who else is the estate? The estate is the estate. What the Yisroel have in their own private money is irrelevant. We're talking about the estate.
The estate doesn't have karka?
The Yisroel Yashut. So the Yisroel are only Yashut mentality. They didn't Yashut karka. So the estate has a chayiv, but the estate doesn't have any money to pay the chayiv. There is a chayiv achrayis, but the estate doesn't have any karka to pay it with. So the first answer was, we'll give the estate karka. L'mafreya, we'll give the estate karka. But that doesn't work. Rabbos Mikhanul have the gaiva. So now we're saying it's a different word. Since the Maisa, the estate owes money to the estate owes money to Shimon, and Shimon owes money to the estate. So instead of going to the estate, Shimon can just collect directly from himself.
How does Rabbi Shavak Avun Gavach? Shavak means that our father gave you metaltim, no? And he gave us metaltim.
He left us $1,000 by you.
Left us $1,000 by you. And that
was my money, Gavach. If you owe me money, that means my $1,000 is sitting by you.
Right.
If Reuben gave you money, lent you $1,000, Reuben's $1,000 is sitting by you. Now Reuben dies. So you say, we have $1,000 sitting by you. Our father bequeathed us $1,000, but it's sitting by you. You have to always look at a chayv like that. It's money that it's money of mine that's sitting by you. So Reuben's money is sitting by you. But that was his open over the mill, but Reuben lent you $1,000. When Reuben died, he was nourished that $1,000 to his children. But it's sitting by you. So there's so your two children say, we just inherited $1,000. Give it to us. Okay, let's see Tysus. Let's make it haschala here. Kibbutz Reb Nosson is all by itself a big topic. We'll leave Kibbutz Reb Nosson until the third Tysus. Let's start with the first Tysus. Be'achayis. Not Tysus. The Levi Achayis treated the Yehudi Yashu. I feel the Levi Zok from Elephant Nova. But the Achayis, Kamash Malon, the Havamin, the Yaakvim, the Asmon, the Havli Ketayfis Mechayim. Kamash Malon, the Chosuli Ketayfis Mechayim, came in the Zok from Elephant Nova. Okay, very short Tysus, but we have to unravel it. We have to unravel what's going on. Tysus wants to know, why is the case in the Gemara that Reuben sold the Sodom B'Achayis? Why can't the case be that he sold the Sodom without Achayis? Now, the place is going to answer, that's a discussion. The question seems a little bit strange. But the place's answer is going to be, that the Gemara talks about a case of Achrayis because it wants to tell me a particular chiddush about Zofen Olav B'Mil. That in the case of that the Zofen Olav B'Mil was only relevant to a case of Achrayis, which we're going to have to explain all by itself. There's two parts of Tesis. One part is, why did it say Achrayis? It should have said the same case without Achrayis. The Taisus answers, no, it says the case of Achayis because by Achayis he needs Zofen Olav B'Mil. So, like, there's two parts now in the Taisus. First of all, it seems from Taisus, you don't need that, really, the case could have been without Achayis. Except that then the Zofen Olav B'Mil wouldn't have been necessary. So, but it could have been a case of without Achayis. So that all by itself could be the Hesber. And then we have to figure out what's the Zofen Olav B'Mil piece. Let's take the first things first. So it says in Taisus that the case could have been without Achayis too. Just the Gemara is a side reason why he wants the case of Achayis, because it was Zochon Olav Milva. But the case could have been without Achayis also. So, what do you mean? If there was no Achayis, then what's Shimon's taina? Shimon's coming to the same with the taina. We know for sure Shimon owes the money to the estate. Shimon, Zochon Olav Milva, Shimon owes $1,000 to the estate. He borrowed $1,000 from the estate to pay for the land. What's Shimon's taina? Yeah, I owe you $1,000, but you owe me $1,000 because of the Achrayis. That's how Rashi explained. But Shimon's claim on the assignment is, yes, I owe you $1,000 for the Dmei HaMekach, that was Zofen Olav B'Milva, but you owe me $1,000 for the Achrayis. But they even say, no, but the Metatim, the Asim, the Mishtabli, and so on and so forth. But Shimon's whole claim over here is because there was Achrayis. If there would have been no Achrayis, so then Shimon, Reuben could be alive and Shimon would have no taina. Like, what if Reuben was alive and he sold Shimon a field without Achrayis? And it was up and all of the Milvin. So look, Lyra, Shimon has to pay. Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuben. He has to pay the $1,000. And Reuben has no achrayus. You know, he should have bought the field with achrayus. Reuben has no achrayus. So it's mashman taisis that even in such a case, Shimon would be off the hook. Why would that be? It's moving to the Gemara says the reason why Shimon loses is because Metalti the Yasmin Lemishtabdi. If Reuben was alive, Shimon would win. That's clear in the Gemara. If Reuben was alive, Shimon would win. And Taisa said the case could have just as well been without Achayas. But only to the case of Achayas for a side issue because of Zokhnov Mimilva, which we're going to have to explain probably tomorrow. But it's for the side chiddush of Zokhnov Mimilva. That's why it said a case of Achayas. But otherwise, we could have had the same case without Achayas. Same Gemara, Rami Bar Chama could have talked about a case of that achrayis. In a case of that achrayis, Shimon loses even if Reuben is alive. Shimon owes money to Reuben, Zokhan owes Milvin, and Reuben owes nothing to Shimon because he sold the Sado with that achrayis. It says in this Taisus Achidus, the Taisus Takahol, that even that if Reuben was alive, Shimon would win. Why would Shimon win? Reuben owes money to Reuben, Zochan of the Milva. Reuben doesn't owe any money to Shimon because there was no Achayas. So again, to us, it's very wonderful. That concept of selling a field without Achayas to us is from the strange things to understand. I sell you a field for $1 million, and then 2 days later, a Balchayv comes, and I turn said, I have a Balchayv. The Balchayv comes, collects the field away from you, and you come to me and you say, well, I sold it to you without a chayv. Hard to understand. But that's how it is. That's how it is. The more I said, it's an Ovid Inish that a person might buy a field just to have it for a few days. But as each day. So that's why normally you write a chayv. You write a shtarwals with a chayv. Even if you leave it out, and where it's done, maybe it's such a double poshet that we assume it was a mistake and there was supposed to be a chayes in the start. Anyway, you sell a field with a chayes. But if you sold the field without a chayes, so Reuben doesn't owe any money to Shimon. Shimon owes money to Reuben. Without a Shimon, of course we have to have a chayes. Without their chayes, Shimon would lose. Even Bechai Reuben, never mind when Reuben's dead. And Taisus and Reuben not the way. Taisus and Mavur that if Reuben was alive, Shimon would not lose. Shimon would win. Even without a chayes. The stum of Pshat is like this. They were talking about a chayes. Reuben does not owe any money to Shimon. But Reuben owes money to Frank. That's still true. Reuben does owe money to Frank. Shimon owes money to Reuben. So Shimon, what did Shimon do with the money? Shimon took the money that he owes Reuben. Zochman Mili took the money that he owes to Reuben. And he used it to pay Reuben's bills. Jesus apparently holds that Shimon can say to Reuben, I paid you back. What's the difference if I gave the money to you or if I paid your grocery bill? In effect, I gave the money to you. Nothing to do with Achrayas. In fact, the two things cancel out. Achrayas means Shimon owes money to Reuben, but it's canceled out because Reuben owes money to Shimon. That's how Rashi presented it. That's how Rashi presented it. Rashi presented Shimon's claim. Shimon's time into the same is, it's true that I owe you money, but you owe me money because of the Achrayas. The way Rashi explained the Gemara, why do you need to have Achrayas? Without Achrayas, it doesn't work. There's nothing to cancel out. Shimon owes money to Reuben. Reuben doesn't owe any money to Shimon. You need Achrayas so that the two things should cancel out. Taisus is saying, you don't need the Achrayas for that. Even without Achrayas, Shimon's claim doesn't have to be, I owe money to you, but you owe money to me. Even if without Achrayas, Reuben owes no money to Shimon. But Shimon still can claim, yes, it's true that I owe money to you. But I paid you back. How did I pay you back? I paid your bills. Look, Frank's not coming after you anymore. You owe money to Frank, so I paid it up for you. So that's called that I paid you back. You know, and Reuben can't say, what do you mean? I didn't want anybody to pay Frank. I was going to live in debt and I was going to skip town. That's also a thing. The fact is that Reuben owes money to Frank. So Shimon could say, that's where I put the money into. I gave the money to Frank to pay off your debt. So that's cool. I gave it back to you.
Rebbe, is this not the same thing as Reuben Aslan?
No, Shibur Reuben Aslan means that Frank can come and can be Tevea from Shimon. That's Shibur Reuben Aslan. We're not saying that Frank can be Tevea from Shimon. But Shimon can go and he can pay Frank. Shimon on his own went and he paid Frank's. He paid Frank. And in effect, he paid off Reuben's debt. So Shimon can say, I paid off your debt. That's cool that I gave you back the money. Yeah, Yesh Vodin, what's the Nakudas of Machlaikas here between Rashi and Tosis? But Lachar, it comes out as Machlaikas here between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns Shimon's time is only Machlaikas their Achrayas. And you see in Tosis holds that Shimon's time is even without their Achrayas. Shimon could say, I paid you back. I paid you back by paying Frank. So therefore, really only the case of Achrayas. So why didn't we say a case of Achrayas? So Tosis says, because of a side issue. Of a side issue. Because if it would have been now that it's with Achrayas, so there's a new Havamina that Shimon should win even against Reuben's children. If it's without Achrayas, so Shimon could win against Reuben. I paid your bills. But he for sure loses to Reuben's children. Reuben's children don't have those bills. But now that the case is with Achrayas, so there's a new Havamina that maybe Shimon should win even against Reuben's children. Because maybe Reuben could say that he was Teifetz Mechayim. What is the concept of being Teifetz Mechayim? We're really running out of time. I know a few people have to go for Bible now. Maybe the Teres Teisus will leave tomorrow because it's gonna. I don't want to rush it. Okay, but Akapanim, that's the first Sefer Teisus. Shimon would win. Against Reuben, Shimon would win even without Achrayas. Why did I talk about Achrayas? Because with Achrayas, it's the bigger chiddush that Shimon loses against Reuben's children. I would have thought that with Achrayas, he should win even against Shimon's children. And in fact, Tosfos is going to say that he would win against Shimon's children, except it was Zokfen Olav Milma. Like, there's a whole new section over here. But Shimon loses to Reuben's children, even though there was a chayis, because it was often open milva, and therefore it's not tofas mechayim, we have to know what all of that means. I'll just give you a maramokim to understand this concept of tofas mechayim. Take a look at the Mishnah and Subas pay dalad and medalad towards the bottom of the omen. This is just a Mishnah over there. Don't have to see too much, just a Mishnah with the Mefarshah Mishnah. That's relevant, just understand what's going on. What is this tfisa mechayim that Tosfos is talking about? Okay. Everybody, take care.
Thank you. Thank you.